What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Audio courtesy of ESPN. Good morning, Tone.
Morning.
We got ourselves a starting quarterback.
We do.
Hell yeah.
Was there really ever any doubt?
Apparently, there was a little bit of doubt. They wanted to...
It's funny. The one thing we had kind of debated was who the organization wanted. We know that Kenny Pickett was here first. Joe Flacco was here second. But me and you jumped to the Joe Flacco train of thought pretty quickly. There were a few that scolded us and said we made up our mind too early. And unfortunately for Kenny Pickett, he just never had his chance because of his health.
We made up our mind too early. We got scolded.
Yeah, like
why?
Well, we were the minute the hamstring thing came down, we said it was over.
And, yeah,
and there were people, there were other shows, others that said that we were jumping the gun on that. Maybe we were. I don't know. But we end up being about it. I'm not.
I think those shows just maybe wanted something else to talk or wanted to keep talking about the situation, but it was a done deal.
I just never
When the hamstring went down and we knew it was like, hey, this is. When they day to day, it's like this is going to be a lingering thing. It's like, nah, there's no doubt. They're going to start Joe Flacco. Of course they're going to start Joe. What are you doing? What are you talking about?
Now, maybe it was that our preconceived notions on Kenny Pickett in general? Were we never really giving him a shot to begin with? Because obviously the team was going to give him a shot. He was the first quarterback of all four of these guys. He was the first one here.
Yeah, I think they were going to give him. I think they did. I mean, to meet some of the people out there halfway, I think they did want him to go out and win the job. And I think he was doing what was necessary to make the effort to win the job. But the body wouldn't allow it. And you could say it's an unfortunate circumstance. And now I look at him as kind of the fly in the ointment of, hey, you're the fourth quarterback. I don't know necessarily what to do with you because Joe Flacco has a place. Joe Flacco is a veteran that the veterans trust. You have two rookies. I'm champing at the bit to try to start talking about Dylan Gabriel's performance because the reactions are all over the map about Dylan Gabriel's performance on Friday. I think, by and large, most people thought Shedeur Sanders played really well. The haters did not like him. They found a multitude of silly reasons for it. But it was, from one show to another, it was this big pendulum swinging one side to the other. And I was like, yeah, I thought he was pretty good. But either way, I want to put him there. That coming up more later on. He is a rookie. He's a third-round pick. Shedeur is a rookie. He's a fifth-round pick. Shedeur showed he had a lot of talent. You don't want to move on from Shedeur. I don't think I want to move on from Shedeur. You wouldn't cut Shedeur, would you?
No. Would you cut him now?
So you wouldn't cut Shedeur and you wouldn't cut Dylan Gabriel, right?
No. Okay. I wouldn't, but.
Oh, there's a but there. Yeah, caveats.
Well,
here we go.
It's the having four quarterbacks. The whole
that's
process.
What I'm saying. So what is Kenny Pickett's role here?
I don't even
here?
Think, by the way, this is on the Browns. Before you go after any host or any fan.
Yeah, go after me. I don't care. You know it's on the Browns.
Before you go after anybody for weighing in on somebody that should be cut, it's like, this is ridiculous to have four quarterbacks. This is not under
He's
any circumstances.
Boy.
This was never a great idea. We can all admit, right? This was never a great idea.
If Kenny Pickett got cut by the end of the week, or by next Tuesday, I'm sure somebody would find a spot for him somewhere. All right? I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings here. I'm just looking at what's pragmatic.
Care. I don't does anybody care?
I
don't care if he resurfaces. What I'm saying is I've seen some people get irritated with, like, saying one guy has to... Like, there are people that think Shedeur. Shedeur, who is it? Pete Prisco was making a case for Shedeur getting cut. Like, anyway, this whole situation.
You guys keep saying that name into my headspace. Like,
it's but just, this whole the bigger part. It's not about who say it. The whole thing is the whole situation is insane to have four of these guys at their level. Like, not having a normal pecking order, having two quarterback competitions. The fact that we in Cleveland radio, and then by virtue of that, the national media getting on this, all debating over a competition for third string quarterback. Like, the whole thing is just so stupid. Like, we can admit that now, right? Getting further away from it now that we have our starting quarterback picked, and that's it now. I mean, your starting quarterback, like, I think it's going to be tough for some people, especially the Shador fans, to come to grips with. Now the focus is making sure Joe is ready for week one. It has nothing to do. We're done. We're done agonizing over Shador or Dylan Gabriel or let's put the stats up from that's over. Like, that was fun. It was silly, but it was fun. But now it's over. Now it's all about one guy and Joe Flacco.
It became not fun because when people are using him as earnest arguments, I'm going, we can't have a back and forth. I can't have fun with you. There's no discussion.
Yeah.
If you're giving me, but he was 7 of 10. It's like, this isn't real. None of this is real. Do you understand? It's not a real thing. It's a practice. But I just point out, you know, I don't know what if people want to get upset with the Kenny Pickett thing or people want to make some sort of silly ass argument about cutting one of the two rookies. I don't know. I guess those people, even the writers, I guess, who make that, they got their head up their ass. I don't know what else to say because you're not going to get rid of it. It's the Browns, for crying out loud. You got two rookies there. You're not going to cut two rookies. And fine, one of the two rookies, I should say. I mean, good God, you see the guys they've left on this roster before in the last 6 years who are rookies? Anthony Schwartz has zero business being on a football field unless he was wearing a security uniform. That's it. And he was a third-round pick. Speaking of third-round picks, they're not getting rid of them guys. After Shador looked good and after Dylan looks promising. See, here we go. Really, here he goes again. They're not letting them guys go. So I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Kenny's the odd man out. If you're only going to keep three, if you keep four, keep four. If you don't think that this is going to be a really great football team at all, then go ahead and keep four.
The problem with talking about getting rid of Kenny Pickett is I guarantee you there are some people in that organization who think Kenny Pickett's the best of all four. They think he's better than Flacco.
Okay, then so, keep him.
Well, that's what I mean. And those people might have been the ones that brought him in to begin with. So my guess is they're not, if they don't have to, even though it is.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from.
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Complicated things from a coaching perspective.
Well, I'm glad you centered me here. Thank you. Thank you. Because it's not like he must be cut. If you feel that you can keep four, keep four. I'm fine with that. Are you upset with that?
Yeah, it just means you might not be moving the ball forward on this. That's the hard part about having four guys and at a certain level. Like, it's not like when you take a quarterback in the first round, you know, that spot, he may be competing. We've seen, you know, Baker Mayfield was competing.
Yeah.
Okay, but we knew it was a matter of time. I don't know that it's a matter of time with any of these guys. Do you? I don't know.
No.
Yeah, for this year, the thought is Flacco's going to hand it off to most likely Shador, but could be Dylan Gay. Okay, whatever. That was our thought. The organization might have a different thought, but either way, they're probably drafting a quarterback next year to add another rookie quarterback.
Well, yeah, because if you do have four, it's going to muddy it up even more. And we're not going to have any clarity on this because there's going to be arguments. I don't know how good he's going to play. Things start off good with Joe, and then things tend to tail away. I don't know how long the leash is going to be. I think the more important thing is who becomes the second quarterback who would go in. Who do you have to see here?
Right. Zach Jackson said yesterday, there's no way one of the rookies are ready to be a backup right now.
Okay.
For that stretch. And that stunned me a little bit because, you know, most of the conventional thought in the NFL, especially if you don't think you have a great team, is all right, hand it over to the rookie. Well, the problem is they didn't take a rookie in the first or second round. They took him in the third and then they took him third and fifth. Yeah. So I think there would be people, if the name wasn't Shador Sanders, most people around the NFL would be like, yeah, you're not handing the ball over to a third or fifth rounder in week three if things don't go with Flacco.
No, you probably wouldn't. You're right.
But here in Cleveland, we'd be like, we'll just give it to Shador.
Yeah. because I at some point you kind of go, okay, I guess we got to see him. As much as I hate to say, I guess we got to see him, but I still have to go back to the old standpoint. I don't know, guys. It's the Browns. You don't expect them to be very good. They're as desperate as you can get for a football or for a quarterback for the football team. So if they don't think that they're able to go out there and conduct an offense, talking about Dylan or Shador, I guess we don't really need to see him. And they will save you the time and trouble and agony, and we will go and we will talk about these college quarterbacks, some of which start on Saturday because the season starts early. It's week zero coming up. So we'll watch these guys and we'll have these opinions on these guys because I think it what was it? I forget. Oh, God, what was the analytics website that had it? They have them projected at the second pick and the ninth pick. Browns and the Jags pick that's now the Browns, they have them at the second and ninth pick, which, boy, if the Jags finish with the ninth pick, you have to have a serious conversation about Trevor Lawrence, but that's a conversation for some other team and some other day. If you can keep four, go ahead and keep four. My issue is if you're going to only keep three, I'm going to keep the pups and I'm going to let Kenny Pickett go. I've had two competent organizations essentially give up on Kenny Pickett. I don't know what I have in Dylan Gabriel. I don't know what I have in Shador. They're pups. I'm going to see what I got in either one of those guys to see if I have any long-term future. That's what it is. And so if I have to make a cut, I wish Kenny Pickett very well in his future endeavors. I'm sure on Tuesday he would get picked up by somebody else and he would be their backup, whatever. So I have to make that decision. Am I comfortable with him being someone else's backup? Do I think he can win me football games? Do I think he can make a difference in helping me win football games? You know, I don't know. I don't think so. So if I don't think he's going to make a difference in helping me win football games, then what do I have him out there for? Well, he might be a veteran. And he has a better position than what the rookies are in. But, you know, I saw him in Philadelphia. Wasn't that great. I saw him a little bit in training camp. It was whatever. And then he got a bad wheel. That's where we're at. I mean, hell, think about what Joe Flacco's place and how bizarre this is. We spent more time talking about Kenny Pickett and the rookies than we have Joe. And Joe's starting the season. 40 years old. And guys like Jeff Felt, it's amazing how much trust you and I may have in the veterans being with the veterans. Because like Jeff seemed to be pretty fit to be tied over this yesterday. There's Jeff Phelps, one half of Baskin and Phelps on Joe Flacco starting the season.
Under the current situation, it would seem that starting Joe in week one is the right move. To me, overall, it's a colossal failure. You brought in four quarterbacks. The one who starts is the 40-year-old. One of the two rookies didn't look good enough to beat him out. The guy who might have has a pulled hamstring. You're starting a 40-year-old guy, not long-term. To me, it just screams you're going to be drafting a quarterback next year.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't call it a colossal failure, but everything else, yeah. Yeah, 100%. 100%. You can't put either one of those rookies out there. As much as the internet wants to disagree with that, can't put Kenny out there. I don't know if Kenny's healthy enough to go out there. And Joe's going to go out there. And did it sneak up on Jeff that we're drafting a quarterback next year? That's the only thing I would ask. I'm not trying to be mean. Because you and I have been, every single day, we've marked the calendar, and I said, as of 6:16 on July 12th, the Browns are taking a quarterback next year. As of 6:16 on July 24th, the Browns are taking a quarterback next year. Okay, well, as of 6:16 on August 19th, the Browns are still taking a quarterback next year.
What I continue to wonder is if that in and itself, along with them bringing four quarterbacks this year to this weird competition for two different positions, whether that automatically dooms Shador and Dylan Gabriel.
Probably. I mean, I think part of the argument is for either Shador or Dylan is who's going to be the backup next year. Because if you take a guy number two overall, is he starting for you week one? I don't know who the general manager is. I don't know who the head coach is. Like, there's still so many unknowns.
Could be very different going into next year.
But I'm comfortable with Joe. I don't believe it's a waste of time. I believe he's right for the veterans. He is a veteran, obviously. I'm comfortable with him. I think the veterans are, and we'll see how long it goes. I don't know how long he's going to be the starter for the football team, but I think they're trying to make the attempt to start off on the right foot, and I think it makes a lot of common sense. And I think you're with me on that.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.